It's 70 degrees in Nashville. We have about a 60% chance of rain on and off today. Otherwise, partly sunny skies, a high in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Multiple agencies are investigating the arrest and death of a man while in jail in Clarksville. And some community leaders want federal authorities to step in. They say officers used excessive force in arresting 34-year-old Darius Chappell. Here's more from WPLN's LaTonya Turner.
A Clarksville police officer has been placed on administrative leave as public concerns grow. A rally on Saturday at a Clarksville church drew demands for answers and accountability.
This is what happens when the people who are supposed to protect you kill you. They wouldn't do a dog like they did this brother.
Darius Chappell was arrested by Montgomery County deputies on June 29th with assistance from a Clarksville police officer and canine dog. An online video from a bystander shows deputies holding Chappell to the ground as he screamed and struggled while the canine was biting him. Clarksville authorities and the TBI are investigating the use of force during the arrest. At a rally, NAACP State President Gloria Sweet Love called for help from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
To come and look at the facts, look at all of the videos, look at everything that was done. We don't feel like we will get what we need in this town and in this culture without some outside help.
She also wants answers about Chappell's death in the Montgomery County Jail. She says the sheriff told her Chappell was fine after family members asked for a wellness check. He died the next day. LaTonya Turner, WPLN News.
A little girl was injured by a falling bullet during the 4th of July celebration in downtown Nashville. Metro Police say the 8-year-old was probably struck by a bullet from celebratory gunfire. She was treated for non-critical injuries at Vanderbilt Medical Center. Police say the child was with her family near the green stage waiting for the fireworks when she felt a pain in her back and removed a bullet fragment. About 400,000 people are estimated to have attended Nashville's Let Freedom Sing celebration, marking America's 250th anniversary. The big draw was the many different live musical performances on 5 stages with an all-star lineup. The night wrapped up with a fireworks and drones display synchronized to live music by the Nashville Symphony. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.